那我们在下午继续来看大先知的第二个。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service on which we will continue to study the second major prophet.
那下午我们要谈的就是耶利米。
And this afternoon we will be studying Jeremiah.
那我们用一个主题就是哀哭。
And this, the theme of this book will be weeping.
好。那等待之后
so after a period of waiting,
事情没有变好
and things have not improved,
并且更糟糕
and in fact have become even worse.
神老早已经讲过了
and God has spoken earlier.
以赛亚问说要等多久，等到什么时候？
When Isaiah asked how long he would have to wait,
要等到人被抓光，城市人被杀光。
God answered that it would be until the city was desolate and all the people had been captured.
好，那以赛亚，那耶利米就是遇到这个时期。
And so this is the period that Jeremiah lived through.
我们来看耶利米书第一章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
他是应该是祭司的后代。
And he is the descendant of a priest.
来，第一节，请念。
Verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin.
好，这是他的话。
And these are his words.
他不是像以赛亚一样啊。
He was not like Isaiah.
以赛亚一出来，他就是一个先知。
Isaiah, when he first came out, was already a prophet.
如果你看以赛亚先知是在住在宫殿里面，他常常跟国王见面。
And Isaiah lived in the palace and often met with the king.
那耶利米不是。
But Jeremiah was not.
对，他是在外面。
He was outside of the palace.
好，那刚开始的时候，我们看第四节。
And let us look at verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying.
第五节
Verse 5, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
这个是从母胎的拣选。
And this was a choosing or calling from the womb.
这个是很难理解的一个道理。
And this is a truth that is very hard to understand.
他在他妈妈肚子里面，神已经拣选他了。
When he was in the womb of his mother, God had already chosen him.
我们来信耶稣也一样哦。
And it is the same for us in believing in Jesus.
不是说哦，想信就会信到真耶稣教会来。
It is not that because of your own will or you decided to, you would come to believe in True Jesus Church.
今天早上 Jason 问我一个问题啊。
This morning, Jason asked me a question.
这个是一般企业或是你在一个公司都一定要有的。
And this is something that you must have in any company or career.
比如说你这个公司有没有前景，就是 vision.
And it is
对未来的一个发展的一个希望。
And it is, does your company have a vision or a hope or goal for the future?
他问我说真耶稣教会怎么样。
And he asked, what about for True Jesus Church?
我说我不知道。
And I said, I don't know.
我还没当传道，我很知道。
Before I was a pastor, I knew.
刚开始当传道也很知道。
And when I first started out as a pastor, I knew.
越当越不知道。
But the longer I serve, the more I do not know.
我是真的从内心跟弟兄，我们都是一家人哦。这个，都我们会讲了，教会增长，一年要增长多少多少，对不对
？And I say this from my heart that everybody.We'll always say every year the church needs to grow by a certain amount.
那台湾啊，我现在记住了，台湾是101嘛，对不对
？In Taiwan is a 101.
一个人领一个，他们现在用这个运动。
Oh, they have a saying that one each person should bring one other person.
应该是台湾是101年嘛，民国101嘛，一个领一个这样。
One person calls another person.
当然，我不是说这不可能哈，神什么都可以的。
And of course, I am not saying that this is not possible because in God anything is possible.
明年这个时候，明年的这个时候，你再回台湾看看，是不是教会加了一倍，那就十几万人了。
And this time next year, we can see if
我不知道了。
Taiwan Church will have increased double fold.
我的意思是说，人可以计划。
What I'm saying is that man can plan.
但是 这神的事情。
But these are the things of God.
不是，绝对不是推卸责任，也是你做的满头大汗。但是有时候你不想，你不认为说这个没有什么希望，哎，他就来信了。
This is not to say that we push away the responsibility. Of course, we still work with sweat on our brow, but sometimes you think that there's something with no hope, but unexpectedly, there is growth there.
有一个那个，在一个国家的一个，在肯亚哈。
In a country, Kenya.
九七年代，他带了很多人到教会。
In 97, many people came to church.
他是一个教派的那个主教。
This is a leader of a church, of a church there.
真的，他看异象啊。
He saw many visions.
哎，到我们真耶教来变成兄弟兄啊。
And as he became a brother in True Jesus Church.
他以前，因为外教会是这样子，如果你越大，他们下面贡献的钱都是他的。
In other churches, if you are of a higher position, the money donated by the other members is yours.
我讲一个例子给你听。
And I will give you an example of this.
而且好久，从十几年前，有一个教会，别的教会的，知道我去，他说啊，请我去他们讲台讲道。
And somebody knew that I was there from church, so they invited me to speak.
我他还做广告。
And they even advertised it.
来自德国。
This person is from Germany.
人很多啊。
And many people came.
我用了三头六臂啊，不是了，尽讲。
And I spoke to the best of my ability.
那完了之后，他们奉献是非洲人奉献就跳舞啊，不是跳舞，就是打鼓啊，他们就一个一个来啊，放一个篮子哈。
And in that place, it was in Africa, they would play the drums and each person would come by and drop their offering in.
好，那钱也满满的。
And so it was filled with money.
完了之后，那个牧师请我去，他就拿起来祝谢啊，感谢神啊，你的物归于你啊。
And after that, the pastor who invited me lifted up the money and said, "Thank God, may your reward be unto you."
那我也好奇，就在旁边看嘛。
So I was curious and I stood on the side watching.
那人就走了。
And everybody left.
他就把那个钱收一收。
So he counted the money.
放口袋。
And he put it in his pocket.
那我说你们没有财务还是什么？
And I said, "Oh, don't you have a financial affairs person?"
他说这一堂讲到的奉献是。是我的，他说是他的了。本来他要讲啊，那请我来讲啊。
He said, the money earned from that sermon, which was supposed to be him giving it, belongs or goes to him.
啊，我说我讲了半天，那、啊、你钱怎么收去
？But since he had invited me, I had spent so much effort speaking, but he put it into his own pocket.
至少五五分呢、啊。
At least give me cut me a portion.
但我是开玩笑，他说，哎呀，你不要开玩笑了。
And then, of course, I was joking. He said, "Oh, don't joke about this."
我知道你们来不会拿这个钱的。
He said, "I know that when you guys come, you will not take this money."
从此之后，我再不别的教会请我去，我再不去了。
And after that time, any time another church asked me to speak, I would never go.
因为那一次我讲了一两个小时，连半个来信都没有。
Because that time I spoke one or two hours.
连有兴趣来都没有。
And there was nobody who believed.
以后他们要叫我去讲，我说拜托，替你赚钱了。
And he says, in the future I will not go because he's earning money for the other church.
你如果要信到我们的那个芒果树下来。
If you want to believe, you can come under our mango tree.
因为我们那时候没有会堂啊，我们只是在芒果树下聚会。
Because at that time we did not have a chapel, so we met under the mango tree.
所以那整场的那个钱都是他的。
And that money from that session went to him.
所以那个人来信了、啊。
And
主教。
And that person eventually came to believe.
然后呢？经过十几年，他现在出名了。
But after 10 years, he has been excommunicated.
他很有恩赐哦。
He was very gifted.
看异象。
He saw visions.
真的得圣灵啊，不是假的。
And he truly received the Holy Spirit.
跟我一起去。
And he worked with me.
布道会，一边赶鬼。
Preaching alongside with me, and casting out demons.
我讲这个是说人看不准呐。
And what I'm saying this for is to say that man cannot see correctly, accurately.
苹果的总裁一出来就好嘛，好到他死了都很好，不太会变嘛，对不对？人厉害就是厉害啊。
If
人间的厉害就是一直会厉害嘛，除非你中途被害了怎么样。
A person who is great will continue to be great until the end of their life.
在属灵里面不是。
But in the spiritual realm, it is not this way.
我们有人之间的人际人的关系。
We have a relationships or interpersonal relationships.
还有一个属灵的力量。
And there is also a spiritual power.
这个是我们没有办法去掌握的。
And that is not something that we can grasp ourselves.
如果你看以前的照片。
If you look at the old photos.
对，最近有人送，不是送了，就是以前我照的照片，他说他人在不在里面就送给我。
There was a photo of me from the past, and since the person wasn't in the photo, he gave that photo to me.
四十几年前。
It's from 40 years ago.
你看，里面的人几乎前排的都走光光，第二排可能都不在了。
And when I look at the photo, the people in the first row are all gone, and the second row may not be there anymore.
我再算算，当时在参加那个讲习会的人也。说老师快要一半人不在教会了。
And for the people,
我们可以想想啊。
The people that attended that seminar, perhaps about half have already left the church.
所以这个是我们不知道的。
So this is not something that we know.
今天我们住在这，坐在这里。
Today we can sit here.
我们很确定的，神在你没有出母胎之前已经分别你为圣了，至少现在。
And at this moment, we are very sure that.Before you, while you were in your mother's womb, God called you.
所以我们来看那个以弗所书第一章。
So let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节一下。
Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
神赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God gives us all the spiritual blessings.
最大的福气是什么？
And what is the greatest spiritual blessing?
每个人需要的福气可能不一样。
Every person has different blessings that they need.
想考试的人考试顺利。
Those who are taking tests hope that they can test well.
找工作的工作顺利。
And those who want to find a job hope they can find a good job.
找房子的房子顺利。
That those who are looking for a house, that they can be successful in doing so.
生病的得医治。
And those who are sick, that they may be healed.
天上各样属灵的恩赐在第四节告诉我们。
But the every spiritual blessing is mentioned in verse 4.
好，请念。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
在还没有天地的根基还没立之前，神已经拣选了你。
Before the foundations of the world were laid, we were chosen.
并且在基督里拣选了我们。
And we were chosen in Christ.
使我们在他里面成为圣洁。
So that we may be holy within him.
耶利米，神跟他说。
And God said to Jeremiah,
你还没出母胎，我已经分别你为圣。
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
并且已经派你做列国的先知了。
I was sanctified you and ordained you as a prophet to the nations.
这时候他可能年纪还很小。
At this time, he was probably very young.
他讲说怎么有这可能呢？
And he's thinking, how is this possible?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他就说了。
Then I said,
主神啊。
Ah, Lord God.
我不知道怎么说啊。
I cannot speak.
因为我是年幼的。
For I am a youth.
所以神就讲了。
So the Lord spoke.
你不要说你年幼了。
Do not say I am a youth.
因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你就要去了。
For I shall wherever I send you, you shall go.
我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说了。
And whatever I command you, you shall speak.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
要拯救你。
And to deliver you.
这是神说的。
And this is spoken by God.
接下来第十节。
And verse 10.
他说：“看啊，
See,
我今日立你在列邦，之上，万国之上，列邦列国之上。
I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms.
要叫他做一些事情。
And to do certain things.
第一个实行那个拔出。
The first one is to root out.
第二个是拆毁。
And the second one is to destroy.
第三个是毁坏。
Sorry, to pull down. And the third is to destroy.
第四个是那个倾覆。
And fourth is to throw down.
接下来要建立。
And then to build.
第六个就是栽种。
And six, to plant.
三个毁坏的，两个建立的。
And three of them are to destroy, and three of them are to build up.
所以耶利米跟以赛亚不一样哦。
So Jeremiah is different from Isaiah.
以赛亚是看到异象。
Isaiah saw a vision.
神在问，哎，我可以差谁啊？
And in the vision, God is saying, who can I send?
那当然，这时候以赛亚被得洁净了，都应该说是我嘛。
And after Isaiah has been cleansed, he would say, here am I.
如果不讲这个戏演不下去了。
If he did not do this, the work would not have continued.
一定是这样子的，神的旨意就成全。
And because he said that, then God's will was fulfilled.
神对耶利米不一样。
But God was different with Jeremiah.
神硬硬把他逼出来啊。
God forced him to come out.
神说现在就要用你。
He said, I will use you now.
不是现在，你在妈妈肚子里面就要你了。
I wanted you since you were in your mother's womb.
你不晓得怎么讲啊。
And at that time, oh, he said, I cannot speak.
没问题，我跟你同在的。
But God said, it's okay, I will be with you.
工作已经讲好了，这六样。
And these are the six works that he wants him to do.
拆毁、毁坏、倾覆、拔除。
To root out, pull down, destroy, and to throw down.
这些都是很血淋淋的事迹啊，就是很悲惨的。
And these are all very, very sad.
你看哦，你把它想成把它拔起来。
To think that you would have to pull out,
把它拆毁
uproot, and to destroy,
把它毁坏
and to throw down,
把它倒过来，把它倾覆
throw down.
那接下来呢？没有这样子，就不能有建立跟栽植。
But without this, they would, he would not be able to build and to plant.
好，这是他的工作。
So this was the work laid out for him.
我们在侍奉的路上也个人不一样。
And in our road of servitude, everybody has a different path.
他这样也不一定这样子。
每
个人有神给他在每个侍奉上神的选召，神的他的位置不一样的。
Everyone has their own calling and their own position.
那个以赛亚就是在王宫里面。
Isaiah was in the palace.
耶利米是在乡下，乡间的，就是人间。
And Jeremy was amidst the people.
以赛亚应该是天天穿西装打领带的。
And I think Isaiah should have been wearing a suit and a tie every day.
那这个耶利米呢？
And what about Jeremiah?
他穿布衣，穿草鞋。
He would be wearing cotton clothing and sandals.
他真的，他出来当先知很苦的。
And truly, as a prophet, he had a very difficult path.
神来警告他。
And God warned him.
十七节哈。
In verse 17.
神告诉他哈。
God told him.
你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你一切的话告诉他们。
He said, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you.
不要因他们惊惶。
Do not be dismayed before their faces.
你不要，神叫你讲什么你就讲。
If God tells him to say anything, he needs to say it.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
如果你怕呢？
And what if you are afraid?
我们当父母的小孩子怕，你说，你怕啊，我帮你一下，对不对？
As parents, we say, if our children are afraid, we will help them.
你替神工作，在神对耶利米是不一样的想法哦。
But in terms of working for God, God would treated Jeremiah in a different way.
神已经差你了。
God has already sent him.
已经要你去做了。
And he wants you to do the work.
已经要跟你同在了。
And he will be with you.
讲什么你就讲什么。
What I say, you will.
照神讲的去讲。
And according to what I say, you will speak.
当时外在的恶势力很强啊。
And the opposition from the outside forces was very strong.
从国王、祭司，当时还有其他的先知。都跟他不一样，讲的信息不一样。
And his message was different from the king, the other prophets, and the priests.
神跟耶利米说
，But God said to Jeremiah,
你不要怕他们。
But don't be afraid of them.
如果你怕呢
？If you are afraid,
神会不会帮助
？Will God help him?
不会。
No.
神不但不帮助
，Not only will God not help him,
要叫你怕的更严重。
God will allow him to be even more afraid.
下面不是这样说吗
？Is this not what it says?
不要因他们惊惶。
Do not be dismayed before their faces.
免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。
Lest I dismay you before them.
这个是什么道理啊？
And what is This type, what does this mean?
我们很喜欢是说，我害怕了。那神呢？啊，帮助不怕。
What we like to hear is that we are very afraid, but God will help us, so we won't be afraid.
这里神说，你怕吗？
But here God says, are you afraid?
如果你怕。
If you are afraid,
我要让你怕得更严重。
I will cause you to be even more afraid.
不，这应该是这个英文的是这个意思吧？哈，对啊，这是圣经啊。
And this is what it records in the Bible.
这个很容易理解的。
And
很容易理解。
This is easy
to understand.
Understand.
你的小孩如果上幼稚园
，If your child is going to kindergarten,
啊，你的小孩是很弱了。
And your child is very weak.
瘦瘦小小的。
Very small and weak.
他就是幼稚园小班嘛。
And he's in
四岁三岁。
He's in the young class in kindergarten.
好了，那你小孩去都会被那个调皮的臭小孩欺负。
And whenever your child goes to school, he is bullied by the other students.
有一次你去。
So one time you go there.
对，你儿子坐在你的肩膀上。
And your child is sitting on your shoulders.
你走过去了。
And you walk over.
你带他去幼稚园嘛，哈。
And you're bringing him to kindergarten.
一进去。
As soon as you enter.
你的儿子看到那个臭小孩，吓得在你的肩膀上滑倒。
As soon as your child sees the bullies, he's so afraid that he starts to shake on your shoulders.
你当爸爸怎么感觉
？As a father, how would you feel?
我已经讲过了，爸爸。在呀，你怕什么
？I've already told you, your father is here. Why are you afraid?
神不是跟他讲吗？你年轻没有关系，我跟你同在啊。
Didn't God already say you're young, but that's okay. I'll be with you.
我差你去。
I have sent you.
我吩咐你说。
I have told you what to say.
我跟你同在。
I will be with you.
神说你不要怕。
God says, do not be afraid.
我要拯救你。
I will deliver you.
啊，你再怕。
And if you continue to be afraid.
你把神看扁了，扁的有够扁。
That means that you really look down upon God's power.
是这样子啊，你把神看不起啊。神说我要跟你同在，我要帮你，我要拯救你，你还吓得半死。哦，这个神说好吧，让你吓，多吓一吓，吓到你不能再吓了，我再来出手。
This would be considering God to be in a very low, that He is unable to do anything, so that you are still afraid when He has told you He will be with you.
我们在做圣工一样啊。
And this is the same when we do holy work.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
在美国应该比较不会了。
In the U.S., it may not be.
这跟地区有关系的。
It may not be so. This is related to
看文明的程度了。
Location.
我小时候那个台湾有很多人被鬼附着。
When I was young in Taiwan, there were many who were demon possessed.
疯了。
And they were crazy.
那个非洲一样，现在非洲，我去非洲就想到我40几年前那个。四五十年前的我小时候的情形。
And it is currently like that in Africa now. When I am there, it reminds me of how it was like in Taiwan 450 years ago.
你看到被鬼附着的
？Have you seen someone who's been demon possessed？
你会不会怕
？Would you be afraid？
如果你怕，你会更怕。
If you are afraid, you will be even more afraid.
为什么
？Why？
他会欺负你啊。
And he will pick on you.
魔鬼是，人家说吃软柿子啊，挑着软的吃，所以真的，会让你更怕。
Because the devil will pick on those who are the weakest, and he will allow you to be even more afraid.
你一定要坚强。
So you must be strong.
耶利米。
Jeremiah.
神告诉他。
God told him.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
哦，第十八节。
Verse 18.
神说：“看哪。
”Behold.
看了就是。一个很强调的说，我今日使你成为坚城，还有呢，铁柱、铜墙。
And behold, is to emphasize this point. He says, "I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls."
很坚固的城呢、啊。
This is a very strong fortified city.
是铁的柱子。
And an iron pillar.
铜的墙。
And walls of bronze.
你一个可以挡住全国。
That he himself can be safe against the rest of the nation.
好，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。
Against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land.
我们看到这里 耶利米他生下来说被神一选召，他就带着一个悲惨的一个个性在这里。
And we can see that since Jeremiah was young, he had with him a very sorrowful disposition.
因为在当时整个国家已经败坏了。
Because at this time the kingdom was already in desolation.
所以这个时候他一个人要堵住全国的一个狂澜。
So at this time, he himself needs to stand against the rest of the kingdom.
你看从国那个全地哦，犹大的君王、首领、祭司，在当时都是最高贵的。
And the people he is against are the kings of Judah, the princes, the priests, the people of the highest status in the nation.
并且地上的众民
and the people of the land
都要跟你反对。
And they will all be against him.
这时候你没有很强的信心，抵不过。
If at this time you do not have a very strong faith, you will not be able to withstand.
箴言二十四章哦，第十节告诉我们。
In Proverbs it says.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
说患难的日子胆怯，力量就微小。若在患难的日子。
In times of adversity.
患难。Tribulation or affliction.
In times of affliction.
如果你胆怯了
，If you faint，
那你力量就小了。
Your strength is small。
不是，好像有一个英文歌嘛，说我很强壮，因为我在你的肩膀上。
Is there not a song that says I am strong because I am on your shoulder？
对呀、啊，你会唱吗？不会啊 ，I am strong for I am on your shoulder。不会，我不晓得在哪里听到。你坐在，主耶稣的肩膀上，然后是抱在他怀里的，你还吓
？And you are on the shoulders or in the bosom of Lord Jesus, but yet you are afraid.
不是我们厉害。
It is not that we ourselves are capable.
而是我们的靠山很硬。
But that the one we rely on is powerful.
全世界没有比我们的关系，就是如果讲人际关系，或是说你后台，没有比我们后台更硬的。
If we talk about any connections that we could have in this world, there's none who could be more powerful than God.
是真的是这样。
And it is true.
所以不用怕。
So do not be afraid.
在这世上无论经过什么。
In this world, no matter what you face.
苦难。
And trials.
或是不顺。
And things that are not smooth.
越是不顺越要相信。
The more things are not smooth, the more you need to believe.
我们在走天国路啊。
And as we walk along this path to heaven,
我们刚开始的时候是小孩子啊。
We are a child.
神已经会牵着你走。
God will hold your hand and lead you along.
所以一般来讲哈，如果这个地区开始要设立教会
，and usually if an area wants to establish a church,
神迹奇事特别多。
There will be many signs and miracles there.
谁去都一样。
And no matter who goes there, they will see.
这是我的经验哦。
This is my experience.
好，那。因为神会带着走
，because God will lead them。
到处世界各地都一样了。如果刚开始哦，大家都想哦，什么什么什么，无论是建堂了，然后是什么样的，神都带领。
This is the same around the world. No matter where you go, that if there is a place where the gospel will be established, God will lead, and there will be many signs of Him.
神牵着我们走啊。
God will lead us holding our hands.
这就是所谓的海边的脚迹嘛。
And this is like the footprints on the sand.
是神带着你走了。
And God will lead you along.
慢慢你长大了。
But you, as you grow up.
如果我那个二十几岁的那个小孩哈，他说爸爸抱抱。
If my 20-year-old son says to me, "Dad, carry me."
我可能要哭出来了。
I will probably cry.
如果是事实的话。
If it was true. He's very tall.
他现在有时候开玩笑说：“来，爸爸背他背我。”
And sometimes he jokes me that he will carry me on his back, and it is no problem if he carries me.
长大了
，because he's grown up.
遇到困难了
，and if he faces difficulty,
脚中剩下一个了。
In that time, the steps, or the prints in the sand are left only one.
我很不喜欢那个有人写诗说那是耶稣的，是你的。
I really don't like in that poem how people say that those prints were Jesus' feet walking. It's Those are actually your footprints.
除非你还是在第一阶段还没长大。
Unless you are in the first portion where you haven't grown up yet.
我们来看启示录。
Let us turn to Revelations.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
有好多的人。第八、第九节。
And there are many, a multitude of people in verse 9.
他们来在宝座跟羔羊面前。
And they are standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
谁能够在宝座跟羔羊面前呢？
Who can stand before the throne and the Lamb?
这个时候已经是神发怒的时候了。
At this time, God is already angry.
第六章的第十六节、十七节。
In chapter 6, verse 16 and 17.
天翻地覆的时代。
It is the end of the world.
这时候那些地上的七种人，他们吓得想说死比活好啊。
And at the time, the people alive think that they are so afraid that it is they think it is better to be dead than alive.
十七节这么说。
And verse 17 it says.
因为他们就是羔羊跟那个坐宝座的。
And for those on the on the throne, who he who sits on the throne, verse 16.
说他们愤怒的大日到了。
For the great day of his wrath has come.
神发怒了。
And God is very angry.
谁能站立得住呢？
Who can stand at this time?
在最困难的时候。
At the most difficult time.
谁能站得住呢？
Who can stand?
就是这些人。
It is these people.
这些人是谁呢？
And who are these people?
穿白衣。
They are ones clothed in white
robes. 手拿棕树枝。
And they are, have palm branches.
他们是得胜的。
And they are victorious.
他们从哪里来？
And where did they come from?
十三节了。
Let us look at verse 13.
长老又问说，这些穿白衣是从哪里来？
Then one of the elders asked, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes?
十四节了。
Verse 14.
我对他说。
And I said to him,
我主你知道。
Sir, you know.
他向我说了。
So he said to me,
这些人从哪里来？
These are the one, where they came from.
接下来说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
These are the ones who come out of great tribulation.
在患难中，你不要坐在那里啊。
In great tribulation, do not just sit there.
你想说耶稣会把你抱过去啊？那个海边的脚印，那个我很不赞成的。
Do you think that in times of great tribulation, God will carry you? I really do not agree with the footprints in the sand.
除非你还是小婴儿啦。
Unless you are a child.
有一天你会长大的。
One day you will grow up.
你要从大患难中出来。
In great times of great tribulation, you need to come out.
你出不来。
If you cannot come out of it,
没有人抱你啊。
Nobody will carry you.
主耶稣在那边看着，给你力量。
Jesus is there watching and giving you strength.
你自己起来，所以这个在大患难中是自己出来的。不是说被抱出来的。
But you need to be the one to come out of the tribulation yourself. You will not be carried out of it.
小孩子需要抱。
Children need to be carried.
我们知道吃奶是小孩。
And those who still drink milk are children.
我不知道了哈。我家小朋友到那个上小学之前，几乎不给他喝可乐，也不吃 donut。
For my children, before they went to elementary school, I would not let them.Drink Coke or eat donuts.
能够让他吃 donut 跟那个可乐，就是出去不要人家背。
That means if they
你不要人家背才可以吃 donut.
If they want to be able to eat donuts,
表示你长大了。
That means that they have already grown up. They do not need to be carried by others.
这是跟这个一样。
It is the same as this.
这些人从哪里来？
Where did these people come from?
从大患难出来。
They came out from great tribulation.
你看是谁出来？是他们自己出来，不是被牵出来、被抱出来。哪里有说哇，剩下一个脚印，你怎么让我一个走？耶稣说啊，我抱着你走过去，没有这回事。
It is not like in the poem where they say, "Why is there only one set of footprints?" It is because Jesus carried you. No, and we see here that these people came out themselves from tribulation. They were not led or carried out.
那个海边的脚印的故事不是圣经的故事，是人想出来的，很人性啊，对不对？
The story of the footprints on the sand is not from the Bible. It is thought of by man, and it is very it calls on your emotions.
这个是到了第六印了。已经快要第七印了，世界快要末了了，天翻快要天翻地覆了。那时候你还要人家抱，没回事。
This is the sixth seal at that time, and the seventh seal would almost be open. So at that time, who will be there to carry you?
接下来你看十四节的最后面。
And let us look at the end of verse 14.
他曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
And they've been their robes have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb.
这个不是洗礼哦。
This is not baptism.
这个是熬炼。
This is tribulation.
衣服谁洗？
Who washed the blood? Washed their robes?
是主持是应该这些人，对不对
？It should have been these people.
自己洗呀，没有人替你洗衣服的啦。
These people washed their robes. Nobody would wash it for them.
自己洗。
They washed their robes.
所以呢，接下来第十五节。
And continuing to verse 15.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。
And therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night.
日夜的侍奉。
They serve him day and night.
谁能够在殿里面？
Who was able to be in the temple?
祭司。
The priest.
这我们知道哈。
And we know this.
我们信徒每个都祭司哦。
All of us who are believers are priests.
如果从启示录看，如果你不是祭司，你得救有问题。
From Revelations, if we can see that if you are not a priest, then your salvation is in question.
有时候我们问说，哎，你是不是祭司？你说，哦，不是啦。
Sometimes we ask, are you a priest? And we say, no, we're not.
你好像很谦卑。
We seem to be very humble.
那你就会说，哎呀，那个长老啦，那个执事啦，传道，他们是祭司。
We'll say, oh, the elder, the preacher, they are the priests.
那当然我会跟你说谢谢，你的祝福。
And I will say, thank you for your blessing.
但是当在启示录里面，末世当祭司不是说因为你有职分哦。
But in the last days in Revelation, those who are priests, it is not by your status.
你看启示录第一章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 1.
你如果从五节六节你就晓得。
If we look at verse 5 and 6, we'll see.
是耶稣的血。
It is the blood of Jesus Christ.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国度，做他父神的祭司。
He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests.
这里的祭司是昼夜侍奉的。
And these priests serve God day and night.
不会说啊，我现在很低潮啊。
And do not say, oh, I'm at a low point right now.
心情不好。
Oh, I'm not in a good mood.
末世的祭司不是这样子的。
The priests of the last days are not like this.
昼夜在那里。
They are there day and night.
神看顾他们。
And God watches over them.
因为他们亲眼看到神。
Because they have seen God with their own eyes.
他真的到宝座前了。
And they have truly come before the throne.
怎么会不看到神呢？
How could they possibly not see God?
耶利米。
And Jeremiah.
神拣选他。
He was chosen by God.
这是一个很困难的工作。
This was a very difficult task he was given.
如果我们继续看的话，
If we continue to read,
耶利米的时代是怎么样一个时代呢？
What type of generation did he live in?
我用几个，几节，我们来看一下。
I will share with you a few verses.
看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7,
16节
verse 16.
用我们的话来讲，是没有救的时代了。
If we use our own way of describing, we could say it is a generation that cannot be saved. Have no hope.
No hope.
A hopeless generation.
七章十六节
chapter 7, verse 16. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you.
神明讲哦。神明明地告诉他。
God specifically told him.
他是先知。
He is a prophet.
先知的那个职分是什么？
And what is the role of the prophet?
讲神的话。
They are to speak the words of God.
那另外一个就是代求代祷。
And the second is that they are to intercede for the people.
我们知道那个亚比米勒哈。
And we know for Abimelech.
是他做了不好的事。
That he did wicked.
神跟他说：“你要去告诉那个求亚伯拉罕，因为他是我的先知，他替你祷告，你才会好。”
And God told him, "You need to go and seek out Abraham because he is my prophet, and he will pray for you."
神立耶利米当万民的先知。
And God called or anointed Jeremiah as the prophet.
神跟耶利米说
：“And God told Jeremiah,
不要为这个百姓祷告了。
Do not pray for these people."
意思说放弃了吧。
Means give up.
因为我不听了。
Because I will not listen.
在有如果一个时代是进入到一个灭亡的时代。
If there is a generation that is going into destruction.
先知很重要。
The prophet is very important.
在新约时代谁是先知？
In the New Testament, who is a prophet?
当然，耶稣是大祭司，耶稣是大君王，耶稣是先知。
Of course, Jesus is the high priest and he is the prince.
But
But as his followers, we also are these things.
我们要学效法基督。
And we are disciples or followers or imitators of Christ.
只是说有时候我们还效法不成啊。
But it's just that sometimes we are not successful in imitating him.
最后我们一定要达到这个。
But in the end, this is our goal.
好，所以代祷很重要，祷告。
So interceding for others is very important.
耶利米，神说你不要祷告了。
But God said to Jeremiah, do not pray for them.
这很重要。
This is very important.
小时候，说这里不讲这种教育了，我没有办法。小时候在乡下长大。
When I was young, I grew up in the countryside.
那个我现在想起来，那时候我祖母比我现在还年轻啊。
And my grandmother at that time is younger than I am now.
那个时候的我的祖母更老了。
I am now older.
但是那时候想起来，祖母很老。
I am older than my grandmother, who I thought at that time was very old.
如果很调皮，做错事了。
If I was very naughty and did something wrong.
赶快跑去那个祖母的裙子后面抓着。 我现在印象还很深呢，她个子不高，但是你就在她的屁股下面这样，抓着裙子。
If I did something wrong, I would run over to my grandmother and hide myself, in her skirt.
那我爸爸是普通人呐，不能说相当人，普通。
My father was rather strict.
当然就看到你了。
And of course, he would see me.
那我祖母她也不讲话，and my你就坐在后面。
My grandmother would not speak, but I would just crouch there, hiding behind her.
那我爸爸就说。
My dad would say, come over here, because he wanted to punish me.
你怎么会过去?
But who would go over at that time? I would just stay there, crouched and hiding.
没有两分钟，没有半分钟都没有了，爸爸就走了。
And after half a minute, my dad would just walk away.
神的一样哦。
And God is the same.
我想到这个，我就想到那个耶利米一样，耶利米一样，那个摩西也一样。
And it is the same for Jeremiah and as well for Moses.
神有一次气起来了。
There was a time when God was very angry.
就是拜金牛犊。And
it was a time when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf.
亚伦大祭司带领着所有的会众做一个金牛犊，再给人家拜啊！你看。Aaron
and the led the people to create this calf and led the people to worship it.
在出埃及记32章
In Exodus chapter 32
神跟他说，你要说摩西在山上啊。
At that time, Moses was up on the mountain.
我看第32章7节以下。
Let us look at chapter 32, verse 7.
神跟摩西说了。
And the Lord said to Moses,
下去吧。
Go get down.
蛮有趣的哦，神跟摩西实在是太好的朋友了。
This is very interesting because God was very close to Moses.
神跟摩西说,
and Lord said to Moses,
你的百姓,
for your people,
就是你从埃及带出来的已经败坏了,
whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
偏离了,
they have turned aside.
我们来看, 他们是应着景象的百姓, 第9节,
and they are a stiff-necked people.
第10节,
verse 10.
我就想到我祖母那一幕啊。
And at this time, I remember the scene with my grandmother.
神跟摩西说了,
God said to Moses,
你且由着我, 我要向他们发烈怒, 向他们灭绝。
Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them.
他是叫摩西说, 你不要挡啊, 我要修理他们。
So he is telling Moses, do not block the way, I will punish them.
然后呢, 神说, 我要叫你的后裔成为大国。
And then God says, but I will make of you a great nation.
也就是说, 神对亚伯拉罕的应许现在要加在你身上。 亚伯拉罕时代过去了, 你现在是第二个亚伯拉罕。
So in other words, he is saying that he would make his descendants a great nation just as he had previously promised to Abraham. He would be the second Abraham.
摩西走不走?
But did Moses leave or move? He did not move aside.
如果以我们现在人来讲,
if it was us today,
这些百姓实在是有过
We can see that we would consider that these people are very hard to deal with.
好了，感谢神。
And we would say thank God.
又不是我们要杀他们。
It's not that we want to kill them.
这时候你可能想啊，愿主的旨意成全。
At this time, we may say, may God's will be done.
你溜到旁边去。
And we move to the side.
他没有。
But he did not do that.
挡着。
But he blocked the path.
第二天他上山去了。
So the next day he returned up the mountain.
并且神讲，那摩西讲回去了。
And Moses replied to God.
神说，摩西说，这是你的百姓啊。
He said, these are your people.
你用大能领出来的。
Who with your great power you have brought out of Egypt.
在这里蛮有趣的。
And this is very interesting.
要生一个小孩。
If you have given birth to a child.
眼睛大大的。
And their eyes are very big.
妈妈说，像我，你看眼睛那么大。
And the mom says, this child is like me, look how big the eyes are.
但是鼻子塌塌的，她都不讲。
But the fact that the nose is big too, she does not say anything.
好的才是我的。
Only the good things are from her.
他们两个，神说你的百姓，摩西说按你的。
And at this time, God is saying, these are your people. And Moses says, no, they're your people.
但到最后摩西是赢了。
And in the end, Moses won.
他是用以自己来堵住一个破口。
Because he used himself to fill the gap.
甚至他跟神说。
And he said to God,
你把我的名字从生命册涂抹掉。
He said, you can even take my name out from the book of life.
如果你不赦免他们。
If you will not forgive them.
当然神就没办法了。
So of course, God had no other choice.
耶利米呢？
What about Jeremiah?
神说，你不要祷告了。
God told him,
我不听你，我要修理他们。
Do not pray for them anymore. I will not listen. I want to punish them.
你就可以知道当时的时代是多么的败坏。
So then we can know from this how terrible the generation was at the time.
11章14节。
Let us turn to chapter 11, verse 14. Verse 14, therefore do not pray for these people or lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble.
神再一次讲。
And God says again,
七章讲一次，十一章又讲一次，不要为这些百姓祈祷了。
He said it once in chapter 7, and now again in chapter 12, chapter 11, do not pray for them.
你也不要挡着了。
And do not block the path.
有时候我爸爸会跟我妈妈说，
And sometimes my father would say to me,
他很客气地说，阿布，你走开一点。
He would say, move aside, very politely.
我祖母就不讲话。
But my grandmother would not speak.
他当我爸爸讲这样，我是在后面有一点害怕。如果我祖母就屁股一转，那我糟糕了。
At that time, if my grandmother had shifted aside, then I would be in big trouble.
幸好她从来没有。
Thankfully, she never did that.
这些都是过去了，他们都过去了。
And this is in the past, and they have both passed since.
我们看十四章第十一节。
Let us turn to chapter 14, verse 10. Verse 10, thus says the Lord to this people, thus they have loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet, therefore the Lord does not accept them. He will remember their iniquity now and punish their sins.
十一节。
Verse 11, then the Lord said to me, do not pray for this people for their good.
不要为他们求好处了。
Do not pray for the good of these people. Verse 12, when they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence.
一连三次神说，你不要祷告了，你不要祷告，你不要祷告。
And three times in a row, God says, do not pray for them.
他继续祷告。
But Jeremiah continued to pray.
但是他不像摩西一样。
But he was not like Moses.
一次就够。
That the first time was enough.
因为一次再一次。
And time after time, he continued.
我们来看那个耶利米书哈。
Let us continue to look in Jeremiah chapter 18.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八。
Chapter 18, verse 18. Then they said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words.
他一直挡着。
And Jeremiah continued to stand in the path of God's wrath.
但是这些人一直要把他扫掉。
But the people kept on wanting him to move aside.
第十九节。
Verse 19. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me.
他已经崩溃了。
Here Jeremiah is ready to collapse.
他已经没有办法站不住了。
He is not able to stand anymore.
他的悲哀从这里要开始。
And from here his lamentation will begin.
第二十节。
Verse 20, shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them and to turn away your wrath from them.
他讲了，神啊，听我吧。
He says, Lord, listen to me.
你看这些人。
Look at these people.
以恶报善。
They have repaid good with evil.
他们挖坑要害我。
They have dug a pit.
要我的命啊。
For my life.
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
纪念我什么呢？我站在你面前为他们代求。
Remember that I stood before you to intercede for them.
然后让你的愤怒离开啊。
And to turn your wrath from them.
不替他们祷告了。
And he would not pray for them anymore.
你看二十一节。
Verse 21.
愿。
Therefore.
啊。故此呢，愿你将他们的儿女交给饥荒和刀剑。
And therefore, deliver up their children to the famine.
接下来，愿他们的妻子、妻无子，且做寡妇。
And pour out their blood, and let the wives become widows.
从中文有了，在用，这是一个祈愿的句子。
And in the Chinese, you can see that he asks or he wishes for these things upon the people.
这是一个那个，或是一个。祈求的愿望的，这是一个呢 imperative。
It is in the imperative voice.
愿三个愿望。
And that he wishes that God will do these things upon the people.
二十三节说不要，要，然后愿。
And in verse 23, he says, "Do not provide, do not blot."
他崩溃了。
And at this time, he is ready to give up.
他代祷的时候。已经垂下来。
His hands of intercession have been put down.
替人祷告有两种方式。
There are two ways to pray for other people.
你替他祷告。
First of all, you pray for them.
你站在他的破口。
You stand to fill the gap for them.
为他承担他的罪。
And you bear the burden of their sins.
这叫代祷。
This is called intercession.
另外一个呢？
The second way.
你也替他祷告。
You still pray for them.
你想起他对你是有多可恶。
And you think about how they've been very terrible to you.
你说神啊，这样够了吧？
And you say, God, this is enough.
让他受他该受的惩罚吧。
Let him receive the reward of his deeds.
他做了这么恶的事。
Consequences for his evil deeds.
这就是控告。
And this is accusations.
这时候不是代祷。
At this time, this is not intercession.
这是控告。
This is accusation.
十九章，你看一控告完之后。
And after he has this prayer, we see in chapter 19,
马上宣告。
Immediately he goes to prophecy.
并且还用一个象征性的动作。
And he uses a symbol to represent
symbolic action.
A symbolic action.
来，十九章第一节念一下。
Chapter 19, verse 1. Thus says the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen flask, and take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests.
第二节。
Verse 2. And go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom.Which is by the entry of the potsherd gate.
青嫩谷就是以后讲地狱就是用这个字。
And Hinnom is
地狱。
Oh, is another word for hell.
好，第三节。
Verse 3, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle.
圣经有几次说神的消息一发出去听到了耳鸣耳朵会听懂。
There are a few places in the Bible that it records that when the people hear of what has happened that their ears will tingle.
这太震撼了。
Because it is so terrible.
一个炮弹在你旁边爆你耳朵会暂时听不见。
It is like if an explosion went off next to you that you temporarily would not be able to hear.
让人耳朵发敏的宣告
，and the ears will become numb or tingle because of the such a terrible message.
我们看接下来就是大毁灭
，and we can see following this was great destruction.
所以耶利米接下来就是耶利米哀书
，so this is why following Jeremiah is the book of Lamentations.
如果你感觉这个生活太无聊
，if you feel like living is very boring,
没有什么。刺激的事情，你的那个耶利米歌念几遍就哭了。
If you feel like you have nothing else to do, you can read the Book of Lamentations a few times and you will cry.
但是要用感情了。
But you need to have emotion.
你可以看到他是在哭得很严重。
You can see that he truly cried or wept very bitterly.
这是一个哭泣的时代。
And this is a time or generation of weeping.
他哭的头都是水。
He cried so his head was filled with water.
因为整个国家灭了。
Because the entire kingdom was destroyed.
大人小孩被抓。
The adults and the children were all captured.
所以耶利米是一个 人家说是哀哭的先知。
So Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet.
他一定要经过这个路的。
And he had to walk this path.
所以他的路不比以赛亚简单。
So his path was not easier than Isaiah's.
每个人有每个该走的路。
Everyone has the path they need to walk.
这就是耶利米。
And this was Jeremiah's.
他的手是放下了。
And he put down his hands of intercession.
整个世代过去了。
And this generation passed away.
家破人亡。
And the cities were desolated.
同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.